Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th through 9th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Let's talk about some of the latest crop progress numbers from Monday afternoon. Corn crop condition 61%, good to excellent shape. That's down 2 points from a week ago, and we're about 9 points under that of a year ago. The U.S. Soybean crop condition 59%, off 3 points from a week ago, and versus 70% of a year ago. U.S. cotton crop at 49% in good to excellent shape, down 2 points from a week ago, and 46% was the number a year ago. And the U.S. sorghum crop condition now is looking at 57% in good to excellent shape. The three major states, Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, all around that 50% in good to excellent shape. Hard red winter wheat crop harvest, 28% in the state of Oklahoma now harvested, up from 15% a week ago. Five-year average is 26%. Texas, 42% now harvested, 46% is their five-year average, and 1% of the Kansas crop now harvested, just starting, 2% is their five-year average. It doesn't look like we're quite ready to start marking up the 2023 Farm Bill, but we're making some progress as far as knowing how many dollars may be allocated. Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, the senior Republican on the House Agriculture Committee, says, hey, he thinks we can still get a 2023 Farm Bill done this year.
I'm an eternal optimist, Ron. I believe it is possible to do the 2023 Farm Bill in 2023, but we only have a few weeks left in June to legislate. There's a few weeks in July, the traditional August work period back home. Then that brings us around to September, and we're starting to get down towards the end of the year. So don't be surprised if, as has been the case in almost all the Farm Bills in recent history, we wind up with an extension, but we're now on track. And I'm hopeful.
Congressman, you think that federal farm safety net will be the same as the last two farm bills, the PLC and the ARC?
Yes, I believe the present framework in the base commodity title is where we're headed in the 23 farm bill. But the question really becomes, we've had tough weather years. Can we drop one or two of those bad years to keep the crop insurance component viable? And that won't be needed everywhere, but it'll be needed in a number of places and a number of commodity groups around the country. And the reference price, whatever commodities you're looking at, price fertilizer, fuel, seed, virtually all the inputs are up dramatically. Now, they may have come down some from the high numbers of a year, year and a half ago, but we're never going back to the price levels we saw in 2018. And with the war in the Ukraine and the ongoing trade issues with the Chinese government, there's going to be price pressure at different times. We need to have some flexibility in what we have to keep that safety net strong.
Congressman Frank Lucas, you've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.